Long, long ago, there lived a simple man and a simple woman. They had hardly anything, but they felt rich when they saw the full silvery moon rise up over the mountains behind their little house. "Wife," the man would say to her, "look at that moon. It is as if we own all of the jewels in the world, for none is as fine as that." "No, husband," she said, "not even the smoothest pearl from deep down in the ocean could match that." They loved the moon as if it was their neighbor. One evening, the man went out to the well. He carried a simple bucket with him, and he saw, to his great delight, that the moon was full. "Good evening," he said. "Good evening, moon, and how are you, friend?" He set the bucket down, and just as he did, a peculiar tickle came into his nose. His eyes began to water. He let out such a sneeze that he was catapulted forward. He barely saved himself from falling right down into the well. When he opened his eyes, he was looking down into the water of the well, and with a cry of alarm, he saw that the moon had fallen in. "Oh, no! Oh, no!" he said. "I've sneezed the moon into the well. Oh, my, what will my wife say? Oh, dear, how will I ever get it out? Oh, I'm sorry, my dear friend Moon. I do hope you can swim." And without taking his eyes off the moon, lest it should sink when he looked away, he reached one hand into his pocket, took out his fishing line and his lucky hook, and he lowered it into the well. He lowered it down and down until he felt it catch just against the side of the large round moon that took up almost the entire space. And then, very carefully, very slowly at first, he began to tug. He pulled and jiggled the line, but the moon did not budge. "Oh my, you are very large tonight. Come, help me. You must give a little push." And he pulled the line harder. He pulled and he pulled, but no matter how he jerked that line, the moon was stuck. It would not come up out of the well. Oh, he was beside himself. "Help," he cried. "Help, wife, help, help. A terrible disaster has happened." The little wife dropped the peas she was shelling at once and ran without looking to the left or to the right, straight up to the top of the hill where the well stood. "Husband, what is it? Oh, I thought something terrible had happened to you." He pointed. "Look, look what I've done. I sneezed the moon into the well and I can't get it out." Sure enough, when the wife looked over the rim of the stone well, there was the moon shining back up at her. "Oh my, oh no, we must get it out." The little wife wrapped her arms around her husband's waist, and together they both pulled, the husband on the fishing line and the wife on the husband. They pulled and they pulled, but still the moon would not budge. Just then, a simpleton, someone you might even call a nincompoop, came walking by, leading a donkey, for he was not fit for any job that required more responsibility than that. You there," said the wife, and she wiped the sweat off her brow. "You come and help us. My poor husband had an innocent sneeze, and he knocked the moon right off her perch in the sky and down into the well. She can't get out. You must help us. Here, you and your donkey." And the boy, who was so used to following orders he didn't think of saying no, walked up. He grabbed onto the sash around the woman's waist, and the donkey bit on the boy's shirt. And the four of them began to pull again in earnest. They pulled and they tugged. The donkey dug in his hooves and he brayed. But still the moon would not come out. They stopped to catch their breath. An old woman with milky eyes and her small granddaughter happened to be walking by just then. "Hey, you there," said the nincompoop. You should come and help too. You see, it's like this. The old man had a sneeze, and he knocked the moon out of the sky into the well. You must come and help us. Everyone must help. That is the way things are now. It's a terrible thing. The moon will never get out of the well, and we'll never have light at night except for the stars. And what happens if they start jumping into the well, too? I don't know." The donkey brayed. And the old woman, with the help of the little girl, came over to help. They stood in a chain, ready to pull. The little girl held her grandmother's hand. The grandmother grabbed onto the donkey's tail. The donkey bit hard on the nincompoop's shirt, and the ninny held on to the woman's sash. The wife held on to her husband, and her husband held on to the line. The line held on to the hook, and the hook held on to the moon. They pulled and they pulled, and at last, together, they gave a great heave, and suddenly they felt something snap, something pop, and they tumbled over backwards, the line broken in the fisherman's hand, one on top of the other until they lay in a great heap. They opened their eyes one by one. "Look, look there," said the wife. "Look, husband, we've done it." He opened his eyes. It was too good to be true. "Ah, moon," he said, "moon, you are free at last from the bottom of the well. And my goodness, it's a good thing we managed to get you out, because my fishing line has broken." The old woman and the granddaughter made their way home. The nincompoop continued leading his donkey. And the husband and wife went back to their porch, shelling peas and conversing with their good friend and neighbor, the moon.